8:25, your morning team show on WSGW.
I want to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife who had a teenage daughter who attended Harper Valley Junior High.
Here with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie and you.
Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even
actually,
stop
three of the four, we talked last hour, Art Lewis is on vacation this week.
She said, Mama got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA.
It's too bad. I'm sure Art would have enjoyed hearing Jeannie C. Riley's Harper Valley PTA.
I think he would have.
Yeah. Johnson, yeah. You're wearing your dress is way too high.
Suppose I could have used his it's version, because he recorded his own version.
This is better.
Yeah, Jeannie had that flair.
Yeah.
We're playing it because the writer, Tom T. Hall, has passed away.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The great storyteller, as he was known.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all kinds of great songs, but I saw this was referenced in some of the stories. He said, when the song Harper Valley PTA became a hit in 1968, it was the most awesome time of his life. He says he wrote the song, and he said he'd swear he'd hear that song on the radio four or five times in 10 minutes.
And he performed in Saginaw more than once, at least once, I know for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Way back in the 70s.
All kinds of great songs that he wrote, performed on his own, but sometimes he became better known for the songs that other people performed, too, because of his great songwriting.
Right.
He apparently died at his home last Friday, actually. I didn't hear about it this morning. Franklin, Tennessee, at the age of 85, according to his son. No cause of death given. I'm going to assume 85. Perhaps it was just those natural causes at the long life at that point. But, wow.
And that song would then go on to be a movie, right?
Yeah.
And starring Barbara Eden.
Barbara Eden, I believe it was, yeah.
Did I hear you say she turned 90 today? Is that right, Jeannie?
90 years old
90
today.
years old. Yes, oh, yes. Man.
How's that? Yeah.
Oh, man.
That brings back some memories.
Well, there you see. See, I can all tie in together there.
Remember when she was playing Jeannie, the controversy. Her navel was shown.
<That's right>. Yes.
How are we ever going to survive that?
And yet we did.
We did.
Times have changed.
We did. Yeah, oh boy, have times that changed.
Not necessarily for the better.
Now we just wish it was the navel that was all we'd be
right.
And also, going back to the Harper Valley PTA, didn't it become, I thought it was like a TV series too for a while.
Oh, was it?
Okay. I think. Right. Short-lived, but right. I think it became as well.
Yeah. And I know that later in the week you will cover Don Everly, who passed
away.
Yeah,
tomorrow we'll have to use that. Again, I got to have one of those wake-up tribute songs. We wanted to adhere to our one-hit wonders this morning, but yeah.
Yeah, they were not one-hit wonders, the Everly Brothers.
No. Couldn't use them today.
Had about a dozen big hits
and
or more.
So, and very influential to just a generation of rockers, big time.
I was going
to
say, as much as you can claim your own hits, how many other hits maybe were spawned because of their influence? Mm-hmm. That was Don and Phil Everly.
Yep.
The simplicity of two voices and a couple of guitars.
Yep.